How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. In the name of one God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Oh, there's a lot of action in today's readings. In Genesis, we hear the story of Joseph and how his brothers plotted against him because they were jealous. Jealous of their father's love for Joseph over them. And how they hated Joseph because he had turned into the eyes and the ears of the father. And he was giving reports to how they were not working as they should be. So they plotted to kill him and make it look like an accident, but then decided when the opportunity came to profit by selling him into slavery. This has the makings of a thrilling TV series or an epic movie or a popular musical. And then Jesus walks on water. Jesus' disciples have put out to sea ahead of him, and the waves have taken them out too far for Jesus to board, and so he walks out to them on the sea. And when they see him, they are terrified. The disciples are, until they realize that it's Jesus. Peter, being Peter, goes out on the water towards Jesus. And he's doing well up to a point until he realizes that the wind and the waves are going to do him in. And so they grow strong and he becomes fearful. And you can start hearing that dramatic music in the background as Peter is struggling and going down and starting to sink and cries out, "Lord, save me." It's a dramatic scene. Jesus catches Peter and they enter the boat and the disciples are so overwhelmed and they proclaim with their mouths, "Truly, you are the Son of Man." These are very active stories. And right in between them is Paul's, what appears to be a simple letter to the Romans. But if you study Paul's letter to the Romans, it's anything but simple. There is action in today's readings. In these few verses of Romans chapter 10, there is action. Not as exciting as the stories of Joseph and his brothers or Jesus walking on water, but action just the same, and it's quiet and humble and just as important. And because it's mixed in with Joseph and Jesus, it often gets overlooked. So I'm going to bring it some attention this morning. In Romans chapter 10, the action is of us as believers and followers of Christ. The action required of us as Christians is to first believe in our hearts that Jesus is our Lord, and to confess it with our lips that God raised him from the dead. And when we actively believe, we are justified. And when we actively confess and proclaim, we are saved. This is what we do here. This is what we do at worship. This is what we do. Our feet bring us here. We show up because we believe, And while present here, we confess and proclaim our faith with our mouths out loud together. But there's more action asked of us. We are called to do more than believe in our hearts and say it with our voices. We are called to believe and to proclaim with our feet. Yeah, our feet. Paul quotes in Romans 10 from Isaiah 52, verse 7. Here it is. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Oh, that sounds like evangelism. And it is. We are called to be the hands and the feet of Christ. Paul declares what's in it for us. When we believe and when we confess, we are justified, which is we are made righteous in the sight of God. And we are saved from death in sin. But Paul is also deeply concerned about the people who don't know Jesus and have never heard of him and his message. After all, this is the letter to the Romans, where there yet are not many who have heard or believe. And Paul is worried about those who don't believe. Paul covers a series of hows. How can the people call on Jesus to be saved if they don't believe? How can they believe if they've never heard? How can they hear if no one tells them? How can they then proclaim themselves the good news to others if no one sends them or tells them to do that? This is all important action. It is part of the true action of being a Christian, in believing and proclaiming. This is the work we are called to do when we get up out of our pews and go into the world. Beautiful are the feet that take us to do the work of Christ. Christ Church offers many ways to be an active Christian. Please check our news weekly email, the extensive sign-up sheets in the narthex. It's everywhere. You can volunteer at Union Mission and help prepare and serve meals for our hungry neighbors. You can assist at our food pantry, helping our neighbors in need with food and other services. You can volunteer with any of our active ministries, such as parish life, evangelism, and education. Christ Church needs folks in all these areas so that we can be an active Christian presence in our community, so that folks who may or may not have heard about Jesus will learn about him through your beautiful feet. Our neighbors will see that we are active Christians who care. We care, and it is important to us that we believe, and we want others to believe. It is important to us as a faith community that we confess and proclaim Jesus as our Lord and that he rose from the dead, and we desire others to say it out loud too. How beautiful are the feet of Jesus that walked on water. How beautiful are the feet of Peter who walked to Jesus on water. Yes, he doubted that he could be that much like Christ. But Jesus was right there to catch him. And Peter's feet would go on to do great things in the name of Jesus Christ. How beautiful were the feet of the disciples after Jesus washed them that last night together. And what great things they would go on to do in growing the early church. And how beautiful are your feet when you are active in your community performing acts of love and letting people you interact with know that the reason you do it is because you are walking close with Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. People will know that we are disciples by our active love of one another and our neighbors. Amen.